Number 4, Guards in White. The latter half of the 50s, those were troubled years for Indonesia. Terrorism was rampant. An Indonesia Union College located near Bandung, Java, was in the center of it. In fact, the college was a prime target, for it had so many of the things terrorists wanted. Stores of rice and other food, office machines, cameras, even hi-fi equipment. Teachers and students lived under the constant threat of attack. Homes and entire villages were being burned out. Yet for some reason, the expected invasion of the campus never came. Garth Thompson, stationed there at that time as Bible teacher and pastor, told me the story. One Sunday morning, the villagers were very agitated. Two or three of their number, just the night before, had been captured by terrorists who demanded that they serve as guides for their destructive activities. And with guns at their heads, what could the villagers do but agree? Where did they want to go? Down to the school. And the villagers panicked. Not there. Yes, that's exactly where we're going, and we'll shoot you if you don't cooperate. The captives were quaking with fear, and the terrorists asked, why? Why not the school? The villagers explained, they have so many of those guards in white. We aren't going to tangle with them. We won't go anywhere near. And at the risk of their lives, they disappeared into the bush. Of course, the Thompsons asked, when this was reported to them, what do you mean, guards in white? We don't know anything about any guards. But the villagers only responded, why, of course, we've all seen them. And evidently those guards in white kept a careful watch, for never once during those troubled years was an attack made on the college campus. It is not often that God's people are permitted to see their protectors. We do not need to see them. But again and again they have protected us by revealing their presence to the vision of our enemies. Guards in white, shining watchmen, soldiers, uniformed guards, men in white robes, whatever they are called by those who see them, we can know that they are there when they are needed. Those guards had shining weapons when they were seen in Sumatra in the last century. And one man in particular wanted an explanation. He said to the missionary, now, Tuan, teacher, I have yet one request. And what is that? I would like to have a look at your watchman close at hand. What watchman do you mean? I do not have any. I mean the watchman whom you station around your house at night to protect you. But I have no watchman, the missionary repeated. I have only a little herd boy and a little cook, and they would make poor watchmen. The man was not convinced. May I look through your house? Of course he could. He searched in every corner but found no watchman. He was disappointed. Then he explained that at first the missionary had not been welcome among his people. They had planned to kill him and his wife. He said, we went to your house night after night, but when we came near, there stood always close around the house a double row of watchmen with glittering weapons, and we did not venture to attack them to get into your house. But the angry people had not given up. They had hired a professional assassin. He laughed at their cowardice and said, "I fear no god and no devil. I will get through those watchmen easily." So they tried again one evening. The assassin went ahead, confidently swinging his weapon about his head. But he came running back and said, "No, I dare not risk it to get through alone. Two rows of big, strong men stand there very close together, shoulder to shoulder, and their weapons shine like fire." "But now, tell me, Tuan," said the visitor, "who are those watchmen? Have you never seen them?" "No, I have never seen them." "And your wife did not see them?" "No, my wife did not see them." "But yet we have all seen them. How is that?" So the missionary brought his Bible and told the man about the angels and about how a loving God protects his people. And the questioner was satisfied. Again and again it has happened that way. Those guards are never off duty, and never is their help too little or too late. Angie Bankars tells an experience her father had. Europe was in turmoil at the time, and the streets were not especially safe. But her father often gave Bible studies in the evening. In one home, as the result of these studies, a woman had been genuinely converted. But her husband was very unhappy about it. He got a gun and threatened to kill the person he believed had disrupted the tranquility of their home. Later on, however, the husband who had been so hostile was himself converted, and he said to Angie's father, "How is it that you had a bodyguard with you?" "I never had a bodyguard." "Yes, he was always with you, a uniformed soldier with a gun strapped over his shoulder." "No, I knew nothing about it." Then he told Angie's father of one evening when he had waited along the way with his gun, intending to shoot him. But he dared not because of the guard. Bodyguard? Uniformed soldier? Angel? Check one.